haste, O God, to deliver me.
Fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord,
shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, decide for equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness will be the belt of his waist, faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra. The weaned child shall put his hand in the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from a sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the Advent Responsory, page 230.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. Israel will dwell securely.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Six.
Jesus, Emmanuel. Amen. Jesus is the glorious Son, now come. We just sang these words. Sins, that fearful burden cannot His love erase. Your guilt the Lord will pardon and cover by His grace. He comes for you, procuring the peace of sin forgiven, His children thus securing eternal life in heaven. The word glorious is applied to our Lord Jesus. Glorious, the shining light of the star to guide the Magi, the shining light of the angels appearing to the shepherds, the voice of the Father coming down upon Christ at His baptism, and Jesus shining in glory at His transfiguration. Though Jesus is the Son of Mary, He is also the Son of God. We get glimpses of His glory throughout the Scripture in His ability to give sight to the blind, to raise the dead. Get a glimpse of that, of course, in His own resurrection and ascension. But during the Advent Christmas season, we see a babe in a manger. We do not see glory. We see an innocent child laid in a manger where there's hay, where you feed the animals. This Lord Jesus Christ, it says, the fearful burden of sin's debt, His love will completely erase that. His grace pardons your sin. And that child in the manger helps us, His children, securing eternal life for us in heaven. From these texts today, we clearly see Jesus is both the Son of God and the Son of Mary. His glory shines through His humility and His human nature. But on the last day, His glory will shine for all to see in the heavens. The Son of God. Isaiah speaks of Jesus as the one who would have the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of the Lord, of counsel, might, and knowledge. The Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus at His baptism. It was by the Holy Spirit overshadowing the womb of the Virgin Mary that she conceived, in her womb, the Son of God. She knew not Joseph until they were after Christ was born. She remained a virgin the entire 9 months when Jesus was in her womb. The Son of God was in Mary's womb. And Isaiah proclaims that He is the righteous judge. He comes in righteousness with a belt around His waist. The breath of His lips will slay the wicked. He will be the root of Jesse, stand as a signal for all the nations. The Bible clearly said that when the Son of God came, He would be of the line of Jesse. Many people don't know who Jesse is, but if you know your Bible, you know the Messianic line began with Abraham, and then Isaac, and then Jacob, and then Judah. And then through Jesse and David and Solomon, down through the lines of Mary and Joseph. The Son of God, the Christ, would come in righteousness. He would be the banner for all the nations, come from the root of Jesse. The Son of God, in humility, was in the womb of Mary. And thus, in Advent and Christmas, we rejoice that the glory of God is shown in utter humility, taking on our human flesh, so that away in the manger, no crib for His bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The Son of God in humility. And then Matthew 1 clearly teaches us what it means that He is the Son of Mary. Now Matthew chapter 1 is the only place where we learn of this dream where the angel of the Lord speaks to Joseph about this miraculous conception that has taken place in the womb of Mary. Mary was a faithful, beloved, blessed believer in God. But, unbeknownst to her, this humble virgin was the one that God chose of all women through whom the Son of God would come. Jesus is the Son of Mary in this miraculous birth. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her womb. In the Bible, the Shekinah cloud would come over the tabernacle, and Moses would go in and speak to God, and his face would shine like the sun. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, came over the mountain of transfiguration, and overshadowed them. The Holy Spirit comes and Shekinahs and makes his tent over the womb of Mary, and though she is a virgin, she conceives in her womb the Son of God, now is the Son of Mary. She conceives by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Son of God is also called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And his name, Jesus, or Yeshua, literally means Yahweh saves. Emmanuel describes who he is. God with us. The Son of God is the Son of Mary. Yeshua, Jesus, described why he came. He came to save us from sin and death and hell and give us righteousness and life and heaven. And all this took place to fulfill what Isaiah the prophet had written. We remember the humble faith of Mary. We also remember the humble faith of Joseph. By faith, he believed the word of the angel. He assumed Mary had been unfaithful, and that's why she was pregnant. But by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the word of the angel, he believed the word of the Lord that the child in Mary was the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, often pictured in nativity scenes, as a man with a beard who has a lantern because he's the one who's the guardian of Christ, also had tremendous faith to accept the word of the Lord that this baby and his betrothed wife was the Son of God in human flesh. Rejoice in the faith of Mary and the faith of Joseph that shines brightly, for they knew that the glorious Son had now come. And as we sang, he, that is Jesus, comes to judge the nations, a terror to his foes, a light of consolation and blessed hope to those who love the Lord's appearing. O glorious Son, now come, send forth your beams so cheery and guide us safely home. Jesus comes in judgment and mercy. Those who mock him, those who belittled him, who spit on him, and in violence killed him and would not repent. He comes and will be a terror to them when he comes in judgment. But for those who believed in Christ and in humble faith clung to him, he is our light, our consolation, our blessed hope, the glorious Son who will guide you and me safely home. Jesus came from heaven to earth, so we can go from earth to heaven, being guided safely home by the glorious Son of God. All praise to Christ, Son of God and Son of Mary. Amen. May the peace of Christ sustain us always unto everlasting life. Amen. Let us now sing the song of Mary the Magnificat, which begins on page 231. We stand to sing. Let my prayer rise before you as incense. handkerchief sheets and place it in the basket in the narthex as you leave, as we gather the offerings. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. Kyrie, page 233, we stand to sing.
Spirit.
be with you all.